Three is a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number. Somewhere in the ancient mystic trinity, you get three as a magic number. The past and the present and the future, faith and hope and charity, the heart and the brain and the body give you three as a magic number. It takes three legs to make a tripod or to make a table stand. It takes three wheels to make a vehicle called a tricycle. Every triangle has three corners. Every triangle has three sides. No more, no less. You don't have to guess. When it's three, you can see it's a magic number.
A man and a woman had a little baby. Yes, they did. They had three in the family. That's a magic number.
3, 6, 9.
We went to the four-legged zoo to visit our four-footed friends. Lions and tigers, cats and dogs, a goat and a cow and a couple of hogs.
A rhinoceros and, of course, a hippopotamus. And, oh yes, a horse.
There are elephant, bison, a new or two. Giraffes and elephants, quite a few.
A llama, alpaca, vicuna, and two zebras, ibexes, and one big kudu. It was swell.
I like the gazelle.
Now, Miss Simpson said
she teaches school, you know.
Yeah, she took us there. Well, Miss Simpson said
if you counted every head on these quadrupeds, then multiplied that number by four, we'd know how many feet went through the door if we turned them all loose.
Oh, I don't do that.
It's really a groovy zoo.
But anyway, what Miss Simpson said, it was a good chance to work our fours in our head. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'll take a lion.
1 times 4.
He's got 4 legs and maybe a roar.
Give me 2 camels.
That's 2 times 4.
8 legs walking across the desert floor.
A tiger and a lamb and a fat kudu.
We have 3 times 4 equals 4 legs too.
But we might have to subtract when that tiger was through. Rawr! 4 four-footed friends, no matter who, would have 16 legs, and it's always true.
That 4 times 4 equals 16. 5 times 4 is 20.
Now a coach and 6, if you were Cinderella, would have you home by midnight.
Ah!
If those 24 legs ran fast as light.
6 times 4 equals 24. 7 times 4 equals 28.
Anyone knows that who cares about 7.
An 8 antelope has 32 legs, 'cause 8 times 4 is 32.
Here come a small herd of buffalo. Now everybody try to find a good hiding place. This old tree is gonna be the base. I'm gonna close my eyes and hide my face and count to 100 by fives. Ready? Go. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65, 70, 75, 80, 85, 90, 95, 100. Ready or not? Here I come. Apple, peaches, pumpkin pie. Who's not ready? Holler I.
Ah!
All right, I'll count it again, but you better get hit, kid. Here we go. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65, 70, 75, 80, 85, 90, 95, 100, 101, 105, 102, 105, 110, 115, 120. There. A bushel of wheat and a bushel of rye. Who's not hit? Holler I. 20 nickels makes a dollar. I didn't hear anybody holler. 5 times 20 is 100. Everybody got to be hit. All eyes open. Here I come. Woo! Multiplying by 5 is a little like counting by 5. In fact, if you counted along on your fingers as you counted out loud by 5s, your fingers would tell you how many 5s you've got. Okay, let's count together now. Count on your fingers. 1 finger for each count out loud. Get set, ready, go.
5, 10, 15, 20, stop.
20. You got 4 fingers, see? That means 4 times 5 is 20. Let's try another one. Get set, ready, go.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35.
Stop. 35. 7 fingers. That's right. 7 times 5 is 35. Okay, let's try a longer one. Now, when you run out of fingers at 50, you see, because 10 times 5 is 50, then start over with the same fingers and remember that you owe 10. Get set, ready, go.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60.
Stop. 10 and 2, right? That's 12 fingers, and 12 times 5 is 60. See how it works? Now, you may notice that if you multiply 5 by an even number, your product will end in 0. And if you multiply 5 by an odd number, your product will end in 5. Okay, now let's do one more game.